Hey, I brought today one of my favorite pens. You know why it's my favorite pen? Because it works. And not only that, it's small, and I can put it in my pocket, and it won't be clipped and then poke me or draw inside or whatever, you know. And it's smooth and it's kind of cool looking, you know. It's one of my favorite pens. Did you know that? And it has a light on it. But unfortunately, the battery shot. But it's one of my favorite pens. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hold on a second here. We are going to be talking about something in the Bible that's really, really important. And it has to do with some things here. So hold on one second. Can you hear? I don't have my mic on. Now you can hear me better, right? I need your help with something here, okay? All right. So anyway, there you go with my mic back on. Okay. So yeah, like I was saying, this is one of my favorite pens. Yep. You ever have fights in your family at all? You know, ever have take things from one another? You do that? Yeah? Yeah, it just really bugs me when people will take something and then they, hey, that's my pen. Yeah, you're smiling, but that's my pen. No, you can't have it. Please, I would like my pen back. That was not right of you to take my pen like that. Do you think that was right of her?
Yeah.
No. In fact, it was kind of mean, I think. I would like my pen back now. Does that ever happen in your house? Especially when your parents aren't looking, right? Maybe you have even done that. I'd like my pen back? What do you say? See, pen came apart. What do you say? Right. Three important words she just said. I'm sorry, because she did wrong, right? Of course, it was a plan, but she said, I'm sorry. So what did you say again? I am sorry. So if she says that, what should I say back? Hey, what should I say back? Come here.
Thank you.
What should I say back?
Thank you.
I should say thank you. I'm looking more so for something like something else. Three words. Three words I'm looking for. Please don't do it again. It's a good one, too. Yes.
I forgive you.
Thank you. I forgive you. Did you know that some families cannot say these words because they didn't grow up with them, or they're too proud to say them, or they didn't think that they did wrong? It's a very hard thing to say. And so what I'm going to do is we're going to practice these difficult words. But if you can master these words and mean them in your heart, you know what that means? You're going to accomplish things in your life that God wants you to do. So, let's try it again, okay? You ready? Let's say those first three words. I am sorry. Now, sometimes we're made to say it, but you know what? We really should get our heart in the right spot, because God wants us to say we're sorry, right? When we've done wrong, we need to admit it. So let's try those three words again. I am sorry. The other three words, which are really hard to say, is when someone hurts us and makes us feel sad. Like she took my pen.
Please don't do it again.
Yeah, those are good words too. But you need to say something that comes from your heart deep down inside, and it's, I forgive you. Yep. Let's say that together. I forgive you. I know of families, and I'm not saying here, other places I've been, that couldn't say these three words, I did wrong, or I am sorry, and they couldn't say I forgive you. And they weren't living their lives for God. Because if we can't say those things to one another, you know, if we say we say them to God and we don't say them to one another, then we're like, we're not living the truth. So, let's try those three words again. First, let's say, I did wrong. I did wrong. Let's say, I did wrong.
I did wrong.
Then we say, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
And we can say, or we can say, I am sorry. That's what we said, right? I am sorry. And also, what's the other one?
Please forgive me.
So I am sorry. I forgive you. I did wrong. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Those are really hard words to say. But when we say them, that's God's plan for us. Because listen to this. This is from Luke chapter 11, verse 4. Listen to this. Forgive us our sins, or forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive everyone who sins against us. Did you hear me? I said, forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who sins against us. That's what it says in the Bible. Did you know that? That's what it says in the Bible. And you know what? That's the amazing thing, is God wants us to forgive each other. And the way we do that is simply by saying, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. Then we live in the way God wants us to live. It's so important. So look, what if I took his toy? That would be very nice. And if I was trying to get his attention or something, I should say, oops, I'm sorry I took it. Then he'd say, I forgive you. All right. Start early. It's hard to do, but that's what God wants us to do. Live our lives like he tells us to. Again, these words Jesus said, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. That's in the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Ready to pray?
Close your eyes.
There we go. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this day and these children. And thank you that you set the example for us of how to live our lives. Help us to live and to forgive. Help us to say we're sorry when we've done wrong. And help us to forgive when others have hurt us too. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up.